All right, what's up, and welcome back for another episode of Cognizant and Cognizance, the podcast born out of recognizing the importance of the second stage of the mastery process, conscious incompetence. This is your host, Jim Perro, speaking, and every week I add a new chapter onto the anthological discussion on life, taking action, and the value of conscious thought. Join me and the occasional guest for a head-in-the-clouds perspective on how to stay grounded and win in all that you do. Enjoy! Love it. Okay, here we are. And that you just heard there was the crack of a delicious cold Jenny Light can. Because, you know, got to have the hometown swill in your body, right? Yeah, little softball game coming up in a couple hours for me. The Brew Crew back on the diamond after 2 weeks worth of cancellations. Yeah. Boys will be coming over to have a few drinks before we walk over to the field, which is right by my house, conveniently enough. And yeah, happy Thursday. Here we go. Today is August 22nd. Without further ado here, something new that I learned, I actually learned this a couple days ago, something new I learned this week. The Zodiac Killer's last confirmed kill was on my birthday in 1982. Yeah. It's one of those two. So yeah, the Zodiac Killer's last confirmed kill was on my birthday, like 45 years ago. So that's lovely. Now my birthday is forever unclean. And associated with the Zodiac Killer, which I did not know, nor did I really need to or want to know it. But, yeah, thanks a lot, Twitter. What an asshole website. So, yeah, here we are. Again, just having a beer real quick. Hold on. That river water tastes fantastic. It always has and it always will. Actually, here's another little fun fact for you. Arthur Shawcross, a very notorious serial killer, was from Rochester. And he used to dump the bodies of the people he killed in the Genesee River, which is not actually where Genesee Brewery gets its water from. I think they get it from Hemlock Lake, just like the rest of Rochester gets its drinking water. Who knows? Maybe they import it from somewhere else outside of Rochester. I don't know. I don't really care, but they don't actually get it from the Genesee River, so there's no body remnants in it. That's just how it tastes, just how Jenny tastes. Anyway, back to the point here. Today is all about not sweating the small stuff, as you may have guessed by the title. And so today, I actually did a very good job of this, if I do say so myself. Toot my own horn here. Toot, toot. But, so today's entry in the Daily Stoic, I was pleasantly surprised to pick it up and read it this morning, because it actually doesn't go along with, it directly references another book that I've been referencing and mentioning a few times in recent weeks, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and It's All Small Stuff, Simple Ways to Keep the Little Things from Taking Over Your Life by Richard Carlson. And so this book is fantastic, by the way. Once again, cannot stress it enough. This is a great book. And so it's the same kind of, the Daily Stoic, I guess, is taking a piece out of that, and both of these are taking pieces from other more famous and well-known books, I'm sure, where it's like a daily entry or like a small bite-sized chunk of knowledge that you can pretty easily digest and you can directly apply to your life instantly. This book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, was given to me in March by a friend, actually my girlfriend at the time. So at that time, I was just thinking, that's so sweet. That's so thoughtful. That's awesome. I love it when people give me meaningful things like a book or like, you know, something stimulating, intellectually stimulating, because I think there's very few kinder gestures than being able to demonstrate to someone like, hey, I want to be on the same level intellectually and spiritually and thoughtfully that you're on, right? And so at the time when she gave it to me, I was thinking, oh, well, that's awesome. I really appreciated it at the time. But now I'm actually, these days, I'm appreciating it significantly more, because now I realize that at the time she was telling me to chill out a little bit without being rude, and to focus on the important things in my life, the big things in my life. And so I guess a little background, if you'll remember some of the episodes I was talking back in that time, like March, April, May, about around that time, I was looking for a new job, right? I just kind of started, I'd been searching for a new job on and off again, very inconsistently since like November or December. But I wasn't getting serious about it, but it was around the turn of the winter when it started to become spring, the snow's melting, when I started to absolutely hate working where I was working, you know, not the people, it's just, it was a miserable, humdrum, run-of-the-mill office job, grind, and not the good kind of grind, like hustle grind, as in like grind you down, grind you to a pulp under the corporate boot heel kind of job, right? And so that was just already, like, it took me a while to recover from the feeling of hating my job when I would leave it. So that, coupled with the stress of a job search, which is stressful enough, let alone job searching for jobs while you're employed. So I think I was going through a lot of stress at that time, and I think that was causing anxiety, which, you know, if I'm being honest with myself, looking back, started spilling over into my personal life and more specifically my relationship with her, which is a horrible feeling. It's a horrible thing to realize and recognize, you know, in hindsight, but it's better to have the realization than to not have it at all. So, anyway, not to get too depressing here, but it was a good thing. It was a very good thing. And, you know, most people, you don't learn by being saved out of a situation and having it magically corrected for you, right? Most people are experiential learners, myself included, where, you know, the easiest way to do things and to experience an epiphany is to dive into something and, you know, fail at it. And so anyway, I'm pretty good under pressure and stress, you know, I always have been, and I think I probably always will be. But here, I'll read you one of my, well, maybe I can't find it and Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, but one of my favorite passages, I won't waste time, air time, looking through this book when I know exactly where I want to go in the Daily Stoic, right? So I'll read you the Daily Stoic first. I'll read you that entry for today, August 22nd, and it's aptly titled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, with a passage from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. It is essential for you to remember that the attention you give to any action should be in due proportion to its worth, for then you won't tire and give up if you aren't busying yourself with lesser things beyond what should be allowed. And so here's the reference to Richard Carlson. This whole passage is about Richard Carlson's book, which is like 25 years old. So in 1997, a psychotherapist named Richard Carlson published a book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and It's All Small Stuff. See, told you, it's the title. It quickly became one of the fastest selling books of all time and spent years on the bestseller list, ultimately selling millions of copies in many languages. Whether you read the book or not, Carlson's pithy articulation of this timeless idea will always be worth remembering. Even Cornelius Fronto, Marcus Aurelius's rhetoric teacher, would have thought it a superior way of expressing the wisdom his student attempted in the quote above. They both say the same thing. Don't spend your time, which is the most valuable and least renewable of all your resources, on the things that don't matter. What about the things that don't matter but you're absolutely obligated to do? Well, spend as little time and worry as little as you can about them as possible. If you give things more time and energy than they deserve, they're no longer lesser things. You've made them important by the life you've spent on them. And sadly, you've made the important things, your family, your health, your true commitments, less so as a result of the time you've stolen from them. Pretty fucking powerful shit, if you'll pardon my French and you'll excuse the language. But that's pretty powerful shit, right? And so that's bad. That right there is pretty much the essence of don't sweat the small stuff, is don't worry about those tiny little things that seem just hyper important right then and there in the moment. You have to go do this. You didn't wipe the counter down today. You're tweaking out about it. I'll tell you no matter.